Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me!
With Garrett Davey.
Close your eyes!
Hi there, and welcome to the movie news. Michael Bay has had a busy week. First, he's to produce the pandemic thriller Songbird. Adam Mason directs and co-writes with Simon Boyes, and the low-budget project will begin production within 5 weeks. Songbird could well be the first film to shoot in Los Angeles since the COVID-19 crisis shutdown. Said to be a thriller along the lines of Paranormal Activity and Cloverfield, the story takes place 2 years in the future and the pandemic has not gone away. Lockdowns have been rolled back and then reinstated, and it becomes even more serious as the virus continues to mutate. Casting is now underway, and the filmmakers, it seems, are providing remote training for the actors. Meanwhile, Michael Bay is also producing Mark Graney's new audiobook, Armored. The story focuses on a high-security contractor who suffers from old wounds, both physical and mental, and reluctantly takes a job on a heavily armed convoy shuffling UN delegates through Mexico's cartel country. Celebrated TV director S.J. Clarkson has signed on to develop the first female-centric Marvel film set within the SPUMC. That's the Sony Pictures universe of Marvel characters. It's not clear which character will be the focus, but insiders say that there's a strong possibility that the film will be based on the Madame Web comic book character. At the moment, there's no writer on board to pen the screenplay, or indeed a star attached to lead the movie. Steven Spielberg and Chicago producer Neil Marin are teaming up for a Broadway stage adaptation of the NBC musical series Smash. The Tony and Grammy-winning duo of Mark Shaiman and Scott Whitman, who penned over 24 songs for the television show, will provide the score, which will include many of the songs that popped up on the series. Like the series, the show will follow the efforts to mount Bombshell, a Broadway musical within a musical about the life of Marilyn Monroe. The book for Smash, a new musical, will be penned by Tony winner Bob Martin.
What a mess.
Meanwhile, here's a great initiative to mention. A group of Irish theatre makers have set up a new online platform called Boom, which provides live masterclasses with top industry experts from the world of stage and screen. The project has managed to gain widespread support amongst the Broadway and West End top stars, many of whom have found themselves out of work due to the current crisis and are now turning their attention to positive initiatives like Boom. As well as providing employment to the out-of-work actors, the platform is in partnership with the Civic Theatre's Artist Emergency Relief Fund, and a portion of all proceeds will go towards supporting the wider artistic community in Ireland. Do check it out. It's called Boom. Turning to casting, and two Game of Thrones actors will reunite for an action film. Peter Dinklage will play the vampire hunter Van Helsing, and Jason Momoa is set to play a non-lethal vampire in Good, Bad and Undead. In the film, Van Helsing has developed an uneasy partnership with Moama's vampire, who's taken a vow to never kill again. Together, they run a scam from town to town, where Van Helsing pretends to vanquish the vampire for money. But when a massive bounty is put on the vampire's head, everything in this dangerous world, full of monsters and magic, is now after them. Now, in a surprise move, Sony Pictures has ditched its planned theatrical release for the Tom Hanks-led World War II battleship drama Greyhound. Instead, the film will debut on the Apple TV service. The 50 million feature based on the World War II naval thriller novel The Good Shepherd was originally on the calendar for a mid-June release. It will instead be turned into the largest feature commitment made by Apple to premiere on Apple TV in over 100 countries. Directed by Aaron Schneider, who returns a decade after his last film, Get Low, Hanks plays Ernest Krauss, a USN commander who must protect an international convoy of 37 Allied ships from wolf packs of German U-boats as they cross the North Atlantic. The film is finished, and it's rumoured that Apple have paid somewhere in the region of $70 million for the rights to the film, and it'll announce a date very soon. And finally, if you're looking for a streaming option this weekend, a new movie, Lovebirds, is out on Netflix.
He's dead.
We know he's dead, but we didn't kill him.
He like tripped for a murder or whatever.
We didn't murder anybody.
1, 2, 3, go.
Whoa.
Okay, the guy's name is Gibran.
A couple have hit a slump in their relationship. They fight all the time about utter nonsense and question whether it's working anymore. One night they find themselves unwittingly smack in the middle of a murder mystery. Forced on the run, the couple realizes the only way to clear their name is to solve the crime. Kumail Nanjiani and Issa Rae star in Lovebirds.